Welcome to The Light of the World, and this is Jerry G. Martin. If you've been paying attention to what's going on in the world or in our country, even in our homes, you will notice that there is an ungodliness that has risen up throughout the world, throughout the nation, throughout the country, and even in our homes. It is time for the people of God to get right with God and then allow God to use us to be His light, to make a difference in the world today. This week, I will be sharing messages with you to help you to get back with God and to be in a place that God can use you now to make a difference. I want you to stay tuned because at the end of today's message, I'm going to share some exciting things that's coming up at the Light of the World. You won't want to miss it. Now come and go with us as we walk in the light of God's Word.
And then we have to make the assessments of the things that hinder us from coming close to God. What's in my life that's hindering me from getting closer to God? What is it? Is it activities? Things that I'm doing? Things that I'm not doing? I'm not reading my Bible. I'm not praying. I'm not attending service. I'm not getting engaged. I'm not following the Word of God. I'm not being obedient to God. There are things in our lives that are not sinful, but they are hindering our walk with God. And then there are things in our lives that's outright sinful that we need to quit doing. First thing he tells us, that we need to lay aside, not any weight, he says every weight. Everything. Lay aside everything. How many things? All of it. Get rid of it. All of it. Right? I gave my analogy of going through the metal detector at the airport. And they're looking for metal. And when you go through, right now you almost have to just put on your pajamas to go to the airport and get dressed on the other side of the thing. Because they make you want to almost strip down. Take your shoes off. Take everything off. And you go through. And one time I went through. And that was before you had to take your shoes off. I had taken everything off. Went through and buzzed. They had me go back through. I buzzed again. They went all the way over me. And I went back through. Buzzed again. Well, I had some steel-toed work shoes on. And they didn't check the toes on it. But I finally found it. And I had to take the shoes off. And that's the way it is with God. We think we got everything. And we try to get closer to God. There's something else. You got to go back through. Take that off. Then we go back through again and say, no, that's something else. You got to take that. Now they got an x-ray that can just see clean through you. First thing, lay aside every weight. What's the second thing in this passage? Then we are to run the race that has been marked out for us. Not only do we lay aside the weight, we need to start getting moving in a direction that has been marked out for us. Lay aside every weight and sin that hinders and so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race that has been marked out for us. Every believer has had a race marked out for you. There's been a lane that's been marked out with your name on it, and it's not anybody else's race, not anybody else's lane. It's yours. It is your race to run. Our race is God's purpose for us. He saved us for purpose and on purpose, and nobody else can run your race for you. You have to run your own race. And we cannot run that race with these weight on us. We ain't gonna make it. He says, run. Run without hindrances and without sin. And if the weight and sin is overbearing, we may not be able to even walk, let alone run. There's a race marked out for us. Here's the third thing he tells us in this passage. We ought to fix our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Keep your eyes on Jesus Christ. He's the one that initiated his purpose in our lives. He came to seek and to save us. Once we're saved, once we have come to the knowledge of Christ, we ought to fix our eyes. Fix your eyes on Jesus. What does he mean? You focus on him. You fix your eyes on him, and you keep your eyes on him. If my eye is on Jesus, I don't have time to see what you're doing. If my eye's on Jesus, I won't get distracted about what you're doing, what you're saying, and what you're dealing with. I won't get distracted because my eye is on Jesus. Jesus had an opportunity to get distracted. He said, but for the joy lay before him, he endured the cross. He could have gotten distracted about being beaten. He could have got distracted about being spat on. He could have got distracted and said, you know what? I don't have to go through all of this. But he kept his eye on the joy and the purpose that was set before him. Jesus ran the race that was marked out for him. And he's asking us to do the same. Keep your eye on the prize. He said, Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith, which means he started something in you and he will finish it in you as long as you continue to come close to him. He started it and he will finish it. He's the author of it and he's the finisher of it. Paul said this in 2 Timothy 4, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. How many of us want to say that when we stand before the Lord? I fought a good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. And then this is what Paul said. And now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but to everybody else who finishes, he says. Everybody else who long for his appearing. They're going to get a crown of righteousness. So as we embark upon this year, I want to encourage you specifically to make it your goal to take your eyes off the things that are temporal and temporary and material and place your eyes on those things which are spiritual. And that starts with me and everyone that's in here. Here's a challenge. Let's kick it up a notch and decide that we're going to do some things to get closer to God. Take a moment and identify and write down. If we had a few minutes, I'd just wait and said, okay, write down the top five things that you need to get rid of out of your life that are weights. Identify and write down those things you should lay aside. Somebody said, well, I'm in pretty good shape. I love the Lord with all my heart. I love the Lord with all of my heart. Well, if you need some help, we're going to look to the Word for a list of things that need to go. If you say, well, I'm good, Pastor. I'm good. I don't smoke and don't drink. I don't chew and don't go out with women who do. Turn to Ephesians chapter 4. And we're going to give you a list. And if you don't find it on this list, you may have some other things. This list is not all inclusive, but it's a good start from the Word of God. Paul was teaching the church in Ephesus how to walk upright before God. He was teaching them the walk of the new man. He was telling them, you got to pull off some things and you got to pull off the old man in his deceitful lust. He says, pull off the old man. That's the same thing as getting rid of the weights. He says this in verse 22 of Ephesians. You were taught with regard to your former way of life when you were a sinner to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, and to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Take off the old and put on the new. Now he's talking to believers now. Therefore, each of you must, number one, put off falsehood. Stop lying. So that's one thing that's on the list. Somebody put that on your list. Just write it down. Say, I'm going to put away that weight. I've been lying. I've been deceiving. I've been stretching the truth. I've been a little white lie. I've been putting my spin on it. However you want to call it, a lie is a lie. Put away lying. Put away falsehood and speak the truth to his neighbor. For we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. And then he tells us expressly, number two, he who has been stealing must steal no more. The first one we have is lying. The next one we have is stealing. If you've been stealing, say, Pastor, I don't steal. I don't know how this stuff got in my purse from a jar. I was just using it at the house. Let him who stole steal no more. You're stealing time from your job? You know you're supposed to be at lunch for 30 minutes and you go 45, 50? That's stealing time. Now, if you're an employer, you understand that. The employee just think, well, I just take a little extra. That's stealing. But he must, look, let him that steal no more, but he must work. Doing something useful with his hands that he may have something to share with those in need. Then verse 29, do not let any, oh, here we go. Everybody can write this down. unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. So somebody said, well, I'm okay, Pastor. That's a way. Unwholesome talk. What's unwholesome talk? Gossip and just unnecessary stuff you're talking about, folks. It's not edifying. It's not built up. Running off at the mouth, we used to call it. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. Somebody, that got on somebody's list. But only what is helpful for building up others according to their needs. If it's not going to build up anybody, don't say it. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit. That's a whole sermon in itself. We'll talk about that. Anything that displeases the Lord grieves the Holy Spirit. And then verse 31, he says, get rid of all bitterness. Everybody got some bitterness. Still mad. Rage. Anger. Brawling. They like to fight. Husband and wife going fist to fist. I said, she did what, man? She knocked you out. I said, I wouldn't tell nobody that. Brawling, slander, along with every form of malice, bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, malice, unwholesome talk, stealing, lying. That's a good little list right there, isn't it? I wonder why he was telling church folks to put that stuff away. You know why? Because he must have noticed it in the church. Then Paul went to another church. He said, well, I talked to that church, all right. He went to a church in Galatia. And in chapter 5 in Galatia, he saw some more stuff that he wanted to point out. Galatians chapter 5, verse 19. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious, he says. Number one, sexual immorality. He's kicking it up a notch. Impurity and debauchery. In case you don't know what debauchery is, that's corruption and dishonesty. Idolatry. Witchcraft. Calling that 1-900 number to try to see when he's coming home. Hatred. Discord. You can't get along with nobody. Jealousy. Fits of rage. Selfish ambition. Dissension, factions, cliques, groups, envy, drunkenness. Somebody say, ain't no harm to drink long as you don't get drunk. You keep drinking, you're going to get drunk. That's the only way you get drunk. You got to start somewhere. I don't know nobody who just drank and hadn't got to the drunk stage. He just didn't think he was drunk. I don't know who you said is drunk. Drunkenness, orgies, and then in case you don't have a category that we miss, he said, and the like, and such like that, anything close to that. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. They will not come in the secret place of the Most High, nor will they abide in the shadows of the Almighty.
This is Jerry G. Martin, and thank you once again for listening to our broadcast today. More than ever, I encourage you to get to the place that God will use your life. We need every able-bodied believer to be on the battlefield for the Lord, to save our sons and our daughters, our sisters and our brothers, our mothers and our father. It was God who said, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then from heaven he'll hear us and he will heal our land. If you would like to hear this message again in its entirety, you can do so by going to our podcast at The Light of the World Daily with Jerry G. Martin. Or you can go to our website at lowcf.org. You can hear today's message or any of the previous messages that you've heard on this station. I want you to come and be our guest on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. We are in a series on the family foundation, talking about marriage, talking about families, talking about children, talking about singles. If you are married or single or know someone who's having challenges in those areas, come on out and be with us on Sunday morning. We're at 16161 Old Humble Road. And I also want you to circle your calendar. We're beginning the summer session of our Light of the World Bible Institute. That's going to begin Sunday, May 26th at 5 to 7 p.m. For more information, you can call us at 281-964-1393. And if you would like Sunday school books, Bibles, study material, call us at the Beacon Bookstore. We're at 281-441-2885. That's 281-441-2885. Now for the light of the world, this is Jerry G. Martin saying, may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.